Jack.
Friday. Good morning, Patrick. KN4 TFW.
Ken, how are you doing?
You complained in yourself?
I pulled a can last night.
Early.
Still way earlier than I'm used to.
Agenda this weekend.
I don't really have anything right at the moment that I know of. So. How about you?
A little bit of weed eating and hit the high spots in the yard. And then I'm going to finish filling up my raised beds. I got that mulch pile. It's really went down a lot. It's making some good mulch, so I'm going to throw it in the raised beds and see if I can't resurrect those for this year.
End up here, KO4HK.
It's hit and miss down here, just a little, not a big, huge chance, I don't think, until Saturday night.
7-4, is that okay? Stranger, KO4HK.
Good morning, Shane, KN4 TFW.
KF4NXY.
Ken, Dave, nice to hear you all this morning. And Ken, don't act so surprised that I'm up this early.
A little bit early for a retired person.
Do anything all day long, you don't really need to sleep.
Early so you can take a nap this afternoon.
Early too. I wore myself out yesterday. And then I woke up early. Sit back here. Paying some bills and stuff and heard you guys. Just wanted to say hello. Patrick, you all right?
Hey, good morning, David. Good to hear you out here. Just dealing with children.
Yeah. Good morning, Dave. Go ahead.
I was just saying good morning. I'm just sitting here with my cup of coffee and sitting back.
Cup of tea, Dave. So I got you beat. But enjoy that fishing today. Looks like it might be a good day for it.
It will. I think we'll have a good day. A pay pond called Laurel and Hardy's. It's up around Berea, sort of that neck of the woods.
Going too far, then.
The guy I'm going with, he lives, I guess, right there, right around Berea, and you head up toward Highway 11 to get to Laurel and Hardy's.
You're past Marietta?
Hey, again.
I was out past Marietta. You take a little side road when you get to Marietta.
You think so?
That is.
That lake carp fish it when I was in high school.
It was got carp, and the other side's got catfish.
What else? Are you coming up to that lake today? Is that where you're going?
Right.
And it's from me.
Coming out here where my truck's at. Maybe to go by and speed him up.
Do that for you. Stop by after he's done fishing and crack the whip on the guy.
2 years.
This catfish you've caught.
About a 10-pounder. My friend Chuck, he's pulled in some 20, 25 pounds.
Catfishing. When I was a kid, my dad would take us to the Sluta Lake a couple times, but sit out there all night, but never had much luck. I've got a pond behind me that has a lot of bass in it. There might be some other stuff in there, but I've caught some brim. I know I've seen them in there, and I think there used to be some catfish in there, but I don't know if there are anymore. I never fish for them.
Makes up
turtles in this pond behind me. But I don't know much about anything else other than bass.
Y'all go ahead and pick it up. I'm gonna get back this cup of coffee. KF4 and XY.
Hey, nice to hear you. Enjoy your day. And for ZLK. Hi to Dave. Hope he has a good day fishing. And for ZLK.
3 David. KO4HK. Have a great day.
7-3 Dave. KN4TFW.
Pulled a Ken this week too. I haven't checked into any net all week long.
Couple days, but I went to bed last night about 8:30. I was done with it.
Bug on Tuesday, so that wiped me out for a couple days. And yesterday, I replaced an axle on my utility trailer and got that going again. And then put up a weather station. By the time I got done, I was pretty tired out.
Put an axle on your trailer.
It was used, taken on a long trip, and it blew a hub out. I had to go down and get it last week. About 4 hours, 3 hours away, I guess. I borrowed a buddy's car trailer, and it was broken down in a construction zone, and they came over with a big backhoe and picked it up for me and set it on the car trailer. My neighbor's got a little Kubota. He was able to get it up high enough where I could get it out from underneath the trailer pull the trailer out from underneath it. It blew a hub. The hub went bad and it just completely broke off. But one of the races was pretty sealed on there. Looked like it was heat welded. And I called the company of the trailer, the manufacturer. I found it on the trailer and they gave me the name of where they get their axles. And it was cheaper to buy the whole axle with new hubs than it was to replace the hub itself. And it was probably a lot easier.
Well, that's good. I'm glad they did that for you. Most of them won't.
Part about it was shipping at UPS. Cost as much as it cost me for the axle and the hubs and the springs.
Yep, they'll get you.
Okay.
Retirement.
I've never done that before, but I got it figured out. Everything seems to be working right.
Glad if you got it all figured out now. Maybe you can tell me.
Ask me one time, how do you know so much about stuff, Dad? And I said, because things broke down and I had to fix them.
Pretty much what I tell the kids in class. I said, you learn by making mistakes. This is a place to make them without getting in any trouble or any repercussions on them.
Thinking every 5 minutes, simple job. It's just one broken bolt away from 3 hours.
Yeah. And it usually waits for me if I'm doing multiple things. Like if I'm working on all four tires or wheel bearings or something, the first three go great and I get real confident, and then the last one has the issue. It never starts the other way. It's never the first one that's the problem.
That goes. There's always one. It's usually the last one.
The issue, I mounted the springs on the axle and then I went to mount the axle underneath the trailer. Couldn't quite get it to go in on one side, so I ended up having to loosen up the bolts for the springs and got it in there and then remounted it. And I was a little worried maybe, you know, it wasn't going to be centered or I don't know. But I looked and tried to make sure those U-bolts were pressed up as tight on the sides of that little brace there, welded piece, as good as I could. And when I got it back together, I took it down the road. It seemed to track all right.
That's about all you can do.
Company was called SureTrack, so it better track right. Friday morning, I got the name from the trailer manufacturer. It's a little place down in South Carolina. They're a little family business, and Called again a little bit later, still got the answer machine. Looked online and it said, a family-owned business where you'll always speak to a person and not a machine.
Case, right?
I found their hours, and they don't work much on Friday. So, but he called me back Monday morning, got me taken care of, and shipped it right out. So that worked out.
Had it fixed.
Come in handy this last several weeks of doing working on this deck. Or are you still sitting at the house?
At the house at the moment. I'll be leaving here shortly.
Daughter's coming over today, the three older ones, or the three from my oldest son. I think they're spending the night. Michaela's bringing up her dog for us to watch for the weekend, so I won't be getting much done other than spending time with them.
Looks like you got a fun weekend planned.
Over to it. But they're a lot of work. I can take them and, well, I love them. It's just I'm glad I'm not doing it by myself. Beth really takes care of everything, and I'm just along for the ride.
Got to where we can't do all three at the same time. It's like, yeah, we're just doing that one at a time. I'm too old for all that.
I'd rather get out and work a job, and I mean, it's not that I don't like him. It's just I'm not cut out to be with the kids all day long. I did my time with the with our kids, and I loved it. But even that, I'm very grateful for Beth. Doing it and telling her I said so.
I'll never rent you out.
Grandkids.
All spread out, but the ones I was talking about, they're like 13, 12, and 11.
Handle him. He's getting some experience.
She's 21. Her sister, she's in the Navy. I think she's probably 19 or 20 now.
Anywhere? Or is she still around the stateside area?
Oh, she's in Virginia.
Virginia. He works with a SEAL team. He's like their tech guy. That's what he does now. He's in the Navy. Made a career out of it.
Make a career out of it. She's what? She's a corpsman, and that's like a medical person, right?
Corpse.
About that, every job and one broken bolt. I had our over-the-air TV antenna coax broke, so I got a new one. I went up there, hooked it on, tie wrapped it all up, laid it down the side of the house, got down to the bottom, and the end popped off. So I had to climb back up there, take it all back off, and everything, go back to Home Depot or Lowe's. And then before I went, I said, well, let me replace this light switch. And I went to replace it. What was supposed to be in the box wasn't, so that was messed up. So I ended up having to go back.
Person that helped you find it on the shelf, and the person that checked you out at the register, the non-self-help register, they didn't look through that box to make sure it was all there?
Second time.
Saying that sarcastically, it's hard to find help anymore. And I always go on lately I've been buying a lot of lumber, so I've been going on the pro side, and that's a little better. But if you go on the other side, you got to do everything yourself, even checking out, and then it's just, you got a bunch of little stuff. It's just difficult. I don't know why they do that, other than saving on cost of employment, I guess.
Man, I went to Lowe's. I needed the little starter that goes in a small fluorescent light. And they didn't have it at Lowe's, and I had to go to Home Depot. But they were Johnny on the spot. They helped me out good.
In fact, the person going around asking me if I know what the special is, that gutter special there. They got going on, but never can find help with anything else.
Or with the Home Depot up here in Spartanburg for work than any place, and that they're really good. I mean, they recognize me and know me.
All right, there.
To the counter, and they start pulling my order.
Well, small towns and small businesses, when you buy a few times from them, they get to know you, and I don't know. I used to go up to the Napa store in Simpsonville. It was a family-owned business. I'd take my dog in there with us. She'd always hop out of the truck and come in, and she'd just wander the store, and they'd all pet her. She'd go into the office and meet them, you know, go hang out with the mom. And we'd just sit and chat for a while at the counter while I was getting parts for whatever I was doing. And then they ended up selling out, and just different people, not the same.
Places are getting away from that.
Seymour just seems so cold and calculated. Don't talk to me.
Kiosk and stand over there and wait for it to show up.
AJ.
Scott KN4 GFW.
N4ZLK.
This morning, so doing pretty good.
It's finally Friday.
Waiting on, well, I wasn't waiting on Friday. I don't know. I'm just here doing my thing.
There's a lot going on today. Got to get packed, go camping, and packed for radio day tomorrow and all that stuff.
With radio?
In the makeup field day at Phil's place in Pickens tomorrow.
I think I saw something go by about that, but didn't really pay attention to it. Is that W4NGU, Phil?
Okay.
It'll change.
That's the only Phil I know.
I cannot remember his call sign right now.
Is it Scott?
Let me look it up, and I'll tell you exactly where. I think it's up supposedly near the high school, I think. It's not far from Ingalls, I know that.
Have a good one. I'm going to check on out. I'm rolling down to the gate. So it was good to hear everybody this morning, and I hope everybody has an awesome weekend. KN4, TFW.
7-3, Ken. Have a great day out there. KO4HGX.
Have a good day and a good weekend. Nice to hear you this morning. N4ZLK.
Great day into SWJ. 3 Reese Mill Road, Pickens, South Carolina. That's where it is.
Reese Mill is. I bought the truck I have. I bought from a couple that. There's two. There's a Reese Mill and a Reese something else out there. And they both. One of them runs into the other. And it was on one of those. I don't remember which one, but that's where I bought my truck from. Is that like noon to. Noon tomorrow to noon Sunday?
At 10 a.m. tomorrow, and they're going to run it all the way till they're supposed to call the net tomorrow night from it.
Well, I thought I was calling the net tomorrow night. I have to check into that. Got an email from Mike, AK4HR, asking. He needed to, he's going to be out of town. So I may have to find out if somebody else is doing it.
Something then. I don't know, but that's what they were talking about. They were talking about calling the net from the from the event.
Yeah. Finding out, and I'm good on QRZ with my email, n4zlk@att.net. It'd be probably good to know. Do you know who was talking about it? Who was making those comments?
He's talking about it. I have to look up his call sign.
PYH. Okay. I will poke around too from this end and see if I can find out. And do it if that's what they want to do. I think that'd be pretty cool.
Yeah, he would have talked to somebody about it.
Back. I'm going to jump out here for just a second. KO4HGX.
N4ZLK. Scott, how's that remote operation working for you?
I'm pretty happy with it. I've got some more devices working with the push-to-talk on my app that I wrote, and I'm pretty happy with it so far.
You mentioned that you wrote an app or were creating an app. Is everything you're doing remote, is that all on your platform?
named Marcus, and he wrote the initial platform, which is called Remote TX, remotetx.net, and it runs off of a Raspberry Pi that's hooked to your radio, and then my app wraps around his web interface and runs on an Android, and it lets you take that web interface and put it into the background and run it like Spotify or something like that, that so you can sit there and listen to the radio just like you do Spotify, and with the phone turned off and continuously, and then you can hit the push-to-talk button on your headset or on your handheld device or whatever, on your, like, speaker mic or whatever, and talk without having to pick up your phone and turn it on or whatever.
Sounds pretty cool. So is it a radio specific, or will it work with, is there any modern, more modern radios it will work with?
It's radio specific. I've been talking to him about trying to get it to work with Digipeater, because that would be cool. But I mean, mine, the one that I have the 991A, and it works with my 991A. Some of the interfaces he has for, like, the ICOMs and stuff like that, it'll display, like, the full waterfall and everything off the front of the radio and everything. It's pretty cool.
Up the website, and it looks like I see some radios listed here on the side. So, yeah, I don't have anything modern enough. But looks like you've got quite a selection there, quite a few radios that it will work with.
He hasn't shared any of the code with me yet to let me work on the main platform, but if I can get him to let me share some of the main code with me, I want to make it work with, like, a Digipeater, and if I can get it to work with a, DigiRig, if I can get it to work with a DigiRig with a generic interface or something like that, that would open it up to so much more.
I am not in the coding world, and this kind of stuff is fascinating, but I'm a little behind the times when it comes to this kind of thing.
Yes. What are we working on now? I'm back in here.
Radios over the internet.
Oh. And a handy thing to have.
Now with my 991A, and I use a software called Remote TX, and I'm working with the developer, and I'm trying to get him to support DigiRig. And if he supported DigiRig, that would be phenomenal, because it would open it up to so many more radios, because the DigiRig works with a lot of radios, and it's essentially a little box that plugs into the DIN port of, like, a lot of radios and does cat control and everything, and it gives you a sound card then that just plugs into the USB port of your computer and makes it easy to connect to a lot of radios that don't have native sound cards and stuff like that in them and whatnot. And it's really easy to connect to a radio using a DigiRig. In fact, that's how I'm doing the Echolink thing that I'm working on for Brars.
Two DigiRigs that I use, I like them.
Well, I use with the 857 I was using. I'm having a little issue. I don't think it's the rig, I think, or DigiRig. I think it's a user error thing that I'm working on. So, anyway, that's pretty cool. How did you get to know the guy, the developer?
Where, and started using it, and then I just started emailing him back and forth, and we just developed a relationship over email, and I started writing this app, and that sparked his interest in me, I guess, because I started writing this app just off the cuff, and I was like, hey, dude, I wrote this app, check it out, send him the GitHub repository that I created for it, and was like, you know, hey, you know, check it out. And he checked it out, and he was like, wow, man, this is cool. I like this. There's a real application for it. And we started talking back and forth over it and so on and so forth. Because he said he didn't really have much experience writing for Android or iOS or anything like that. So he was really appreciative of the work that I had done for that.
Cool. Oh, good for you. I hope it works out really well. It sounds like, I've heard you testing it out from different locations, and it sounds good when you're on. You can't even tell, except that you announced that you're, you know, remote. Otherwise, I wouldn't have known.
Scott, I've heard you, and I didn't realize that's what you were doing either. But I've got a buddy of mine up here. He does coding also, and he's working on some stuff for Linux for using radios. And got a pretty cool setup.
This is my daily driver. Is Linux operating system. You know, my nerd car is pretty full, so as probably most of ours is.
Daily driver yet, but I'm getting there. I'm learning it before I pull it out as a daily driver. KO4HKX.
Same. So maybe one day.
For us OGs to learn something new.
Yeah, I probably should. But right now, I don't have time to sit down and work on that. I'm too busy doing other stuff. Too busy trying to be retired.
Full-time job.
You get there.
Nothing right now, because I'm going back at some point. I'm just trying it out for a little bit. I'm ready to go back.
Yeah, but I'm not seeing it.
I got more stuff to do before I bite the bullet again.
Find it out when the grandkids come over, you just play with them.
And enjoying the ability to not have to get up and go somewhere 5 days a week or 4 days a week or 6 days a week. And enjoying being able to, I'm going to go work on this today.
Enjoying my short commute to work. I put less miles on a vehicle all week long than I used to in one day. So, it's different for me.
Really cut back too. Sometimes I'll go a whole week without going anywhere. You guys have a good day, a great weekend. And if you find anything, Scott, and you can get a hold of me somehow, I'll have the radio on monitoring, so I'll try to listen out, or email me about the net tomorrow night, and I'll work at it from my end, too. Have a good day, good weekend, and we'll talk to y'all later. Adam4ZLK.
Text message Scott your number if you want me to.
Do that. I appreciate it. Adam4ZLK.
KO4HGX 73, have a great day, and I'm on bail too, Scott, because I'm getting ready to pull in the parking lot. Good to hear you this morning. Have a great day, and be careful out there.
Shane, Patrick, both of y'all have a great day, and talk to y'all later, and I'll see what I can find out and let you know, Shane. And to SWJ 73, both of y'all.